Here we have Perek Chav Zayin of Sefer Divrei Yomim Beis. We are now Yosam. Yosam is faithful to Hashem. Now it's interesting, Rashi in Pasuk Beis says that Yosam was the first king of Yehuda for a while without a trace of sin. The Radak adds that Yosam didn't enter any part of the Beis HaMikdash because he was so taken aback by his father's actions, who offered Keteres, and that was his downfall, and that even to he didn't even daven or offer sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. He was an extra safeguard that he shouldn't fall prey to what had happened to his father. Instead, he used private bamos, which was not so halachically great, and people copied him. Okay, but nevertheless, Hashem sent success. He fortified cities. He defeated Ammon. He died peacefully after ruling for 26 years. You know, and he was faithful to Hashem, even if others were not.